KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 822.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 824, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Paloma Perez, the Press Secretary for the Federal Communications Commission.
Mr. Perez, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Not Paloma. We had to switch it out, but you are speaking to Alejandro Rourke, who is the Chief of the Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau.
Outstanding.
At the FCC. Very happy to meet you.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Alejandro, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going right now where you're at?
Really great. I'm very happy to be able to talk to you about the Affordable Connectivity Program this morning.
Well, thank you for spending some time here doing this. We learned a little bit more about this over the last couple of weeks, but it sounds like here that this is a process that's been really underway for a while. Before we start talking about, I guess, the timetable and some of that background, let's talk about specifically what's led to this program and really what it is.
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, the Affordable Connectivity Program is a program that was launched December 31st of 2021 under the Bipartisan Infrastructure and Jobs Act. And it is the long-term program that came after the Temporary Emergency Broadband Benefit Program that was created during COVID-19. And really, I think that this represents an important and ongoing federal investment in universal broadband adoption because it really helps to connect eligible households who might otherwise stay offline to vital internet services. So, you know, it's a really great time, especially as we're heading back into back to school. And the program is already helping to connect over 20 million households across the country. So it really is, I think, having the impact that we wanted to have, which is to help eligible households connect and save on their monthly internet service bill.
Why is it, I guess, so important, and I guess how important has broadband become for those who have not been paying attention?
Well, exactly right. You know, I think that what the pandemic really kind of brought into sharp focus was that having affordable internet is essential for everyday life. You know, it's a necessity for us to be able to access telehealth services, for our students to access online learning, for us to have remote work options, and I think to stay connected to our friends and loved ones. And I think that the harsh reality is that many people, you know, want internet access, but affording it can oftentimes be a challenge. And so that's where the ACP program comes in, and it provides a savings of up to $30 a month to help cover the cost of a household's monthly internet service bill.
Well, let's talk about eligibility here and who might qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program.
Yeah, so there's actually a few ways that a household could be eligible to participate in the program. First, you know, you can be eligible based on your household income. So, for example, a family of four earning about $60,000 a year or less would be eligible based on their income. Similarly, an individual earning $29,000 approximately a year would be eligible based on their income. But you could also be eligible if you or someone in your household, including children or dependents, already participate in certain other federal government assistance programs like SNAP, Medicaid, WIC, Federal Housing Assistance, free or reduced school lunch, or have received a Pell Grant in the current school year. So there are really a lot of different ways for households to potentially be eligible. And so I encourage everyone to visit getinternet.gov to to see a full list of eligibility requirements, to access more information, or to apply directly.
Alejandro, I'm going to ask, and I think based on the qualifications that this is the group, the demographic here that may not be getting that access to broadband as they need. And I'm assuming that's why the program was set up the way it was. I just wanted to ask you to verify that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, across the country, in rural and small towns, we all need, access to the internet in order to be able to fully participate in today's modern society. So, again, like I referenced earlier, there are many households across the country that have a hard time paying that kind of monthly subscription. So this program really helps everyone be able to access this important tool to be able to connect and thrive online, and most importantly, I think, save on their monthly internet service bill. I also want to kind of underscore that apart from, the website, which is getinternet.gov, you can also call our ACP support center at 877-384-2575. And there you can request a printed and a paper application. So give them a call. They'll mail you a paper application. You can fill it out and mail it back to us. And that is another way that households can enroll. We've really tried to make enrollment and participating in the program as easy as possible. So we have multiple options. So again, you can get more information or apply directly at getinternet.gov, or you can call with any questions 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. To our ACP support center at 877-384-2575.
Alejandro, what about finding participating internet providers and signing up?
Yeah, so I mean, the good news is that we have thousands of internet service providers across the country that are participating in this program, and we have a really great company's near me tool, which you can access at getinternet.gov, and all you have to do is plug in your city, your state, your zip code, and it'll populate a list of all of the internet service providers in your area, which are participating in the program. So then all you would have to do is enroll in the program, connect your benefit to an internet service provider and an internet service plan of your choice, and then you'll be able to see the savings on your monthly internet service bill.
Well, I can say with much certainty right now that all of our local internet providers are with the ACP program. That's ValueNet Fiber here in town in Emporia, Wheatstate Telephone, SNA Telephone, and the MT Networks here in our rural areas are all connected with the Affordable Connectivity Program. So you have access here to all the providers here locally if you're interested in taking advantage of the ACP program through the FCC.
Awesome. Alejandro, one more question that I have is there a timetable and a timeline here for residents who would like to sign up for ACP, or is this really now that it's in place, is this ongoing until further notice?
Yeah, so the program is definitely ongoing until further notice. I mean, I think it's a program that is funded by Congress. So we all know how that goes every year. But at this point, it's an essential, I think, option that is now available. And we encourage everyone. Like I said, there's over 20 million households already enrolled in this program. And Topeka, Kansas specifically, we have over 120,000 households already enrolled. But we know that there are many more that are eligible and can begin to save on a monthly internet service bill. So we encourage everyone, if any of those eligibility criteria sounds like you or a friend or a family member or a neighbor, please visit getinternet.gov to get more information to enroll. Or again, you can call our ACP support center at 877-384-2575. We have multilingual operators that are available to answer any questions that you might have. And like I mentioned, they are also able to mail you a printed application that you could fill out and mail right back to us to get enrolled.
So if we get the full $30 discount per month, what if our bill's under $30?
Then, I mean, that's really good news, because then that would mean that your home internet service would be free of charge.
There
so that's kind of really awesome. And the program is really set up to be able to give consumers the maximum control and choice, right? And like you mentioned, you know, it sounds like all of your local providers are participating. And as a consumer, you get to also, you know, choose an internet service plan that fits your household needs and your long-term budget. So, you know, if you have a lot of members of your household that need to do telework or need to do school activities, right, you might want a more kind of beefed up plan. And then at that point, you would save $30 on your monthly bill. But like I said, many, many internet service providers offer high quality, high speed internet service plans that would be entirely covered by the Affordable Connectivity Program, making internet absolutely free to eligible households, which is a game changer for many folks.
Okay. Well, Alejandro, is there anything else we're missing here about ACP that you wanted to bring out here to our listening area?
Well, I would just say that at this point, we know that being connected to this important resource is really important for success in our modern society. And so this program is here to help everybody get connected and to save on their monthly bill. So again, that website to get more information or to enroll is getinternet.gov. And again, the phone number for that you can call with any questions, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., is 877-384-2575.
Alejandro, thanks so much for joining us here today with the update. And, you know, we'll see if we can go ahead and maybe bring you or another one of our FCC officials on board here, maybe on a more regular basis to keep us updated here over the next year or so.
Happy to. And I will actually be in Topeka, Kansas in October, where we're coming to do some of our kind of like an enrollment activities. We're there to kind of meet with community partners. So I will be in your neighborhood soon. So would love to stay connected.
Sounds good. Alejandro, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much, Alejandro.
Alejandro Roark, who is the chief of the Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau with the Federal Communications Commission, talking about the Affordable Connectivity Program here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Want to let you know here that tomorrow's going to be busy in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have an 8:15 Newsmaker interview with Kansas AAA Manager of Public and Government Affairs, Sean Stewart. Labor Day travel, guess what? Set to be above last year. Gas prices, still pretty stable. We'll also have Paul Mikey, pastor of Church of the Nazarene, joining us for the Newsmaker 2, but not so much for pastoral matters. We'll be talking about Spartan Fest, taking place at Welch Stadium on Friday. And Emporia State President Ken Hush joins us at 8:45 Thursday morning, offering his perspective on the reinvestment transformation currently underway on campus. Huge 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. KBOE Live and Local 836, sunny and 63 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Dominic Vorthams with the Emporia Police Department. Did you know there are two types of protection orders? The two types are protection from stalking, sexual assault, or human trafficking, or two,